It's 21 minutes now before 8. They've applied for a position that comes with a grueling job interview. Hundreds, maybe thousands, will grill them with questions over 11 months. And the decision day isn't until November the 14th. With me now are two candidates who are running in the Ottawa municipal election for the very first time. Vicky Smallman is running in Kitchissippi Ward, and Eric Lamoureux is running in the River Road South Ward, a new one. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Eric, let me start with you. What kind of personal factors do you have to consider before deciding to run for city council?
Well, of course, it's important to make sure your family's on board. Being a new father to a young girl is a bit of a challenge. And, of course, running a campaign is also a challenge. So it's important to make sure that you're able to do both and fulfill both roles.
Right. So a full-time job. Yep. It's a five-month-old daughter we're talking about,
yes.
Right? So very young.
Yes.
So you're sleep-deprived. You're trying to balance all of these things. That's a lot to consider.
It's very difficult. Fortunately, I have a wife that's more than happy to fill in where I'm unable to do the fatherhood work. So
yeah, for now.
For now, yeah. So, you know, it's an interesting challenge, like I said, but she's been very supportive.
Now, Vicky, how about you? What personal factors did you have to consider?
Well, when I first made the decision to run, it seemed pretty easy. I had my work to think about and my partner, and we talked a lot about it, and I talked to friends and family. Launched my campaign in January, and then in February found out I'm pregnant.
So you're going to give birth when?
About exactly a month before the election.
Hmm. And before that, you'll be growing a belly, growing a baby.
It's already pretty much halfway there, yeah.
So what kind of questions do you ask yourself? I mean, it would have still been early enough to get out of the campaign. So what was going through your mind?
It would have, although I had spent a good year thinking about it and sort of making the decision and really kind of, once I actually launched my campaign, I was already well into the process, you know. And so, you know, my partner and I had to sit down and talk about how it was going to impact us, you know, our relationship, our family, energy-wise, that kind of thing. And eventually we decided that it would be the best for everybody if I did this. I think this is the kind of thing that really gets me going. I mean, I think motherhood will too, but in a different way. And my partner's very excited about being a stay-at-home dad for the first year. So.
Oh, is that right? So you've worked out the logistics already.
Yeah. I'm giving up the parental leave. He's going to take that, and okay. He's pretty pumped about it.
So, though, with all of these demands, how do you fit in campaigning, which takes a lot of time, Eric?
Well, you rely on your spouse to be able to come in and fill in when you can't be there. The other thing you can do is, of course, bring your little one on the campaign trail with you. So you spend a lot of time at events as a family, which is really been a helpful thing because you can still be there and do both roles at the same time.
Do you think voters are less cranky with you if you have a baby around?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, yeah.
What do you think, Vicky?
I think pregnancy makes me more cranky than anything, but for me, it's a matter of making sure that my energy level is good and that I'm keeping healthy. Canvassing is very healthy, walking door to door. And so it's a matter of balancing that stress and making sure I'm eating right. And Pat is very good at taking care of me and as are my friends. So
yeah.
I feel pretty lucky, actually. But it has been rough. I mean, the roughest part is all of the evening meetings that you have to go to, which is something that you have to get used to as a city councillor anyway. So, that does take its toll after a while.
I'm just wondering what happens to you as individuals as you decide as you go forward with this campaign. You put yourself out there as someone who is almost a lightning rod for debate, for criticism, for discussion. I'm wondering what metamorphoses you go through as individuals as you get closer to election day, as you're trying to convince people you're the best candidate.
Well, excuse me, one of the keys is being prepared. I think that you can expect to have somebody ask you your opinion on just about anything. And so it's important to make sure that you've read up in every opportunity you can. You follow what's going on at City Hall. You read the newspaper. You meet with people on a constant basis. Like Vicky said, you go to the meetings. You do a lot of door knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you have met with as many people as possible so that you have the greatest understanding of the important issues.
Right, but you're trying to put your ideas into a wider popularity. You want to appeal to more people. So what does that do to you? personally, in your ideas?
Well, actually, I've been putting my ideas out there for about a year before I started campaigning, because I started a blog website about my neighborhood and about city politics. So I had been kind of processing a lot of these issues and making them public before then. However, for me now, it's a little different. I mean, it's not just about me and my ideas and my experience. I get to put my body out there basically for debate as I get bigger and bigger. And I'm really hoping that it will not be so much about, you know, should she be running as a pregnant candidate, and more about what I can contribute to the ward, whether that's going to happen as the pregnancy becomes more public, and I guess it's public today. We'll have to see how people react. But generally, most people have been very supportive so far.
Have you ever caught yourselves acting like a politician?
Oh, yes.
When?
Oh, just the other day, actually. And I work for politicians, so it was just the worst thing I could have done. It really, really did shake me to realize I was becoming the one person I never wanted to be.
Give me an example. What happened?
Well, you do the Richard Nixon, I call it, where you put your hands up and you really get into it. And, you know, it's something that I've always tried to avoid. I've always viewed myself as being somebody who's just a homeowner and a father. And that's why I decided to run, not to be a politician. And so when you catch yourself doing it, it's just so disappointing.
Vicky, how about you?
I don't know. I've always been kind of a speechifier, so a lot of people who've known me and seen me in action have probably said that I sounded like a politician before. But I think it's more now when people come to me with an issue or with a petition to sign or something like that, actually, you know, taking it and saying, well, I'll look into it and I'll let you know. You know, it's something that I'm not used to doing or used to having a more rapid response. But you have to be more measured, I think, and consider all sides of the issue, which is, that's the luxury of not doing that, you know, as a private citizen. You can be a lot more off the seat of your pants, whereas as a politician, you have to really think about things and the implications of them.
With such a long campaign and with so much of yourselves invested in this, how do you prepare yourselves emotionally for convincing yourselves you're going to win, because you wouldn't invest this time if you didn't believe that, but also steeling yourselves against the possibility that you might not?
Well, as I've said to the many people that have been involved in my campaign, as long as we put everything, we invest everything we can into this, we say that we've done the best possible job we can. We never lost an opportunity. We never, didn't look at an advantage. Then win or lose, it was a success. The other point, of course, is to get the message out. And if that happens, then that too will be a success.
Really? And you're okay with that?
Well, no, of course you want to win. But, I think at the end of the day, like I said, the key thing is you invest your heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into this, and you hope that you win. But if you don't, you can say, at least I gave it a really good shot.
Okay. I'll talk to you after Election Day. Vicky, how about you?
Yeah, I've worked in enough political campaigns to know what candidate disease looks like. And no matter what your chances are, any candidate is going to think they're going to win on Election Day. In Kitchissippi Ward, anything can happen. People who watch city politics know that, you know, seven people ran last time and the incumbent won with 27% of the vote. So it really, the same thing could happen again, except that I intend to be a lot more organized than everybody else. It's an organizational challenge more than anything else. So.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more about the emotions of it, I'm sure, as we get closer. But thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Vicky Smallman is running for Ottawa City Council in Kitchissippi Ward. So far, the other registered candidates in the ward are Gary Luddington, Sean Little, and Christine Ledman. Eric Lamoureux is running in the Rideau River South Ward. Also registered in that race are Steve DeRoche, Don Dransfield, and Tanya Thompson.